Tucked near a highway overpass on the corner of MLK and 30th Street in North Indianapolis, there is what appears to be an old junky car lot. Hulking wrecks line the chain-link fence, busted, rusting old shells, dozens of them. A garage sits on the lot, the metal door is down. An old man is picking up trash along the sidewalk. But wait a second. Walk up to the fence, peek through the link, and you might notice something about the cars. Look at the straight line darting down the side of the body, the clean swoop of the top, the cocky tail. Yes, every single one of those wrecks is the skeleton of a classic sports car. Mustangs, all of them. And the man picking up trash? 68-year-old DeLonzo Ryan.
I've always loved the shape, like somebody took a dream out of my mind and produced it.
This is the Triple R Mustang Ranch. It's DeLonzo Ryan's dream, a junkyard and shop that deals only in Mustangs. Ryan walks me into the garage. Right there in the middle are two sleek Mustang convertibles. Not the new kind, the classic style. This car is such a beauty.
Yeah,
yeah. Jet shiny black, gold stripes up the center of the car, up the hood and over the back. What do you see when you look at it?
You know, I see a hawk, you know, when he spread his wings and attacking, as you can see by my emblem, when he raises, underneath his feathers are gold.
It's called the Thunderhawk. It's DeLonzo Ryan's own version of a classic Mustang. So you take Mustangs, old Mustangs.
Sure, Mustang.
And you convert them into...
Well, I take the body and I fully restore it back to its original form. I don't change a thing on it, on the sheet metal. The big change is under the hood.
Oh.
Now, here's your big change. It has a specially built Jasper engine with electronic ignition. This particular one has a Edelbrock 650 carburetor, which will flat run. I mean, it will go. We tried it out, and we stomped on it, and it went from 0 to 90 in 6 seconds. Now, that's pretty quick.
Can you start it up for us?
Yes, I will. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. That sound, that's the sound of the 60.
I want to know a little bit about your life.
Well, gee, where you want to start in my life? I'm a farmer. I was born in Tennessee, in the hills of Tennessee, Fayette County. And there was nothing there but cotton and corn and sorghum and beans. The road was a gravel road. The highway was way over there, you know.
At 18, handsome, single, DeLonzo Ryan left home. He traveled around the Midwest in a succession of cars to drool over. A 49 Chevy, 53 Plymouth, and then his first Ford, a 1955 Crown Victoria, black with pink trim. After that, nothing but Fords. In Columbus, Ohio, he was cruising around in his 57 convertible when he spotted the car of his dreams sitting on a used rental car lot.
1965 Mustang, red, the latest in transportation. I thought I had arrived, boy. That was it. I was driving the latest car. I drove that car until 68. I started having trouble with my transmission. I traded the Mustang for the 68 GTX 440. Oh, fast car. Oh, bad. Super. But I missed my Mustang like crazy. I don't, for some reason, I missed it, you know?
DeLonzo Ryan ended up in Indianapolis. He opened his own garage and body shop, and he parked two Mustangs out on the corner of his lot. People driving past spotted them and stopped to offer Ryan their old wrecks. Tow it out of my yard. And that was it.
And the next thing you know, I had 40 or 50 Mustangs. I thought, wow, you know? So after that, they was practically giving them to me. I was a dumping ground for the Mustangs.
Did you mind that?
I didn't mind it a bit. I think unconsciously I was looking for mine, because every one I got, I looked for signs. I didn't save the serial number. But I knew I would have recognized it if I saw it, because there were certain things about it, you know.
That first one?
Yes. And I looked, I never found it. It never showed up. But, you know, a lot of others did.
Ryan leads me out the side door of the garage and around the back where the lot is. This is the graveyard, the place where Mustangs come to die. Dozens of them are heaped in rows. This is also the birthplace of the Thunderhawk. And everyone knows birth is messy.
These cars are in seriously bad shape. Where do you get this thing? This one has a tree growing through it.
Yeah, well, you know, you get a lot of that. This one I probably won't redo. And this is the next car, the next fifth Thunderhawk.
This is Thunderhawk number 5 right now, I have to tell people. Looks pretty sad. It looks like it's been burnt out, rusted out, old shell of two pieces of car here.
Well, what we're going to do is take both pieces, have an acid dip. When they come back, they'll be clean.
Oh.
All the rust is gone. Seal, everything is gone. It's just raw metal. Right.
But it's okay. Rusted out in some places.
But see, this one is not rusted where that one is rusted. So these two will go together.
Oh.
And so when I'm done, not even Henry Ford would know the difference.
Ryan pieces the cars together like a dress. A dress stitched together with 1,500 nuts, bolts, and screws. That's how many he fits and tightens by hand on each car. He counted. The first Thunderhawk sold for $125,000. The second and third are going for more like $150,000. And Ryan's dream is to build 10.
Every time you drive it, you're going to have so much fun that you're not going to want to get out of it, but you're going to think of me, too. You see? So when I'm building these cars, I want everybody to know what kind of fun I had. I had a good product to start with. So... It's like the Mona Lisa sitting there. I just have to copy it.
And put some of you in it.
Yes, put a little bit of me into it.
Delonzo Ryan, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. I'm honored. Thank you.
You've got to see Delonzo Ryan's Thunderhawk and the Triple R Mustang Ranch. You can find them at npr.org. Oh, and of course, I got a ride.
Here we go. Okay. We won't get into tickets, but I'll just let you feel a little bit of the power.
All right.
Let's just get on it a little bit. But this is the fun. I mean, there's just nothing better, no more fun than this.